Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
I'm Georgia Holland. A man is fighting for life in hospital after metal pipes weighing about 400 kilograms each fell on him at a construction site in Sydney's southwest. The man suffered serious head injuries in the incident at Moorebank. It's the latest in a string of workplace injuries which have occurred in the city in the past week. Question time has been dominated by the Prime Minister's handling of the Gladys Liu saga. Scott Morrison has criticised the opposition's attacks on Miss Liu, calling them an insult to every Chinese Australian. Labor argues the PM is no better, given he repeatedly called former Labor Senator Sam Dastyari Shanghai Sam. But Mr Morrison has told Parliament Mr Dastyari was a completely different case.
The reason we have foreign interference laws in Australia is because of the former Senator Dastyari, Mr Speaker, and the Labor Party should well know that. Their record on this issue is an absolute shambles.
A woman and three children have been left terrified after two intruders broke into their Melbourne home. The 31-year-old tried to stop them from stealing her handbag and car keys, but they pulled out a knife, slashing her finger and shoulder before making off in her car. Danny Frawley's wife has made a public statement about the lead-up to the AFL star's death in a bid to help others battling mental illness. Stephanie McLean reports.
Anita Frawley says Danny had lived with depression for a number of years and had sought psychiatric treatment. But 8 months before his death, he decided to take himself off his prescribed medication and remove himself from his mental health support network. Anita says Danny felt he had beaten the disease and was bulletproof. She hopes his story is a reminder to all those who have made progress with their mental health conditions to always seek professional help before making decisions about treatment. If you need help, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. In Melbourne, Stephanie McLean, Macquarie National News.
The Australian Airports Association is refuting claims their fees is the reason regional residents are paying so much for airfares. A recent Senate committee inquiry into pricing has called for greater transparency of airlines' fares for regional flights. Briefly, car manufacturer Volkswagen is facing a payout of up to $127 million to owners over its diesel emissions scandal. In sport, Australian cricket captain Tim Payne admits his side let itself down in the final Ashes test. England recorded a 135-run win at the Oval, squaring the series 2-2. The Manly Sea Eagles are relishing the underdog tag ahead of Friday night's semi-final against South Sydney. And Sydney, Brisbane and Perth will all host one of the tennis greats at the inaugural ATP Cup next year. And that is the very latest in news and sport.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. The weather tomorrow, rain. 7 to 15 degrees. In case you're wondering what it is currently, it's 16.5 degrees and the rain's nearly with us. I believe it's raining down in Sutherland Shire at the moment. Wednesday, possible shower, 9 to 18 degrees. 11 to 21 degrees and a possible shower on Thursday. 11 to 25 degrees and mostly sunny on Friday. Possible shower on Saturday, 13 to 26 degrees, and 9 to 20 degrees on Sunday with a possible shower. So let's hope some of the country areas where they really need some rain receive some of this.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
South Granville, Rawson Road at Clyde Street, there's traffic lights flashing yellow. Traffic is affected in all directions. Surrey Hills, Cleveland Street, just past Bourke Street, there's a bus and car incident. Moderate traffic conditions, one of two eastbound lanes is closed. And that's about all I have for you at the moment. If there's something we should know about, give us a call, 9686 3888, 9686 3888. Thanks to Kira McGay for driving us home this afternoon between 4 and 6, and she'll be back next Monday to present Drive. And also don't forget she presents Jukebox Jive on Friday nights between 9 and midnight right here on Alive 90.5.
This is the first hour.
Oh, it's all down to you, is it?
Certainly is. Are you ready?
It's time for Rock and Roll Smorgasbord with John Robb, Lord Pig, the King, and selected guests. 3 hours of rock, pop, and blues. New releases, old releases, never heard of releases. Australian, international, and unsigned talent. It's all here. It's time for the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on your community station, Alive 90.5.
Floppy flop.
Floppy flop.
mountains come out of the sky. They stand there.
Song, that's Yes, from the album Fragile, 1971, and the track was called Roundabout. And it is around about 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on Alive 90.5 on this 16th day of September 2019. Hope you enjoyed that opening track from 1971. Just something a little different, just to, you know, wake us up a bit and realise there's other tracks than the usual same old things. My name's John Robb. He who sits opposite is not the... Well, he is the same old thing, but he's a nice same old thing. Lord Pig, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just the same.
Just the same? Same old thing?
Same old thing. That's a great track, that Yes track, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's a good album.
Yeah.
The name of the album is Fragile.
And Sorry, go on.
And the one after that was Close to the Edge. Mm.
I wonder why Yes weren't bigger.
Because all their tracks were about... 8 or 9
yeah,
minutes
10
long.
Minutes long, yeah, yeah.
They had a couple of, like, Owner of a Lonely Heart, but that was a bit later with a different lineup.
Yeah.
And, of course, they had the other one, Who's Up There? Yeah, that other hit.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, mostly because they didn't get much airplay. But they had a cult following.
Yeah, they did.
Like me.
Yeah, they had, what was the name of the organist, pianist?
Rick Wakeman.
Rick Wakeman was in, yes, that's yes, correct.
I could hear his work in there.
Oh, absolutely.
You?
Gee, can he play?
Well, yes. I remember seeing them live and he's had keyboards in front of him and behind him,
like
going from one to the other.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. If you see that that video of him doing Journey to the Centre of the Earth when he was on his pat, wow.
When he was out by himself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Didn't he? I mean, as you say, he had like two keyboards in front of him and two to the left and two to the right and one behind him. And
when he's
playing them all at once almost.
And he also had a piano too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's quite good, very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever indeed.
Very talented.
Like this program, very clever.
Oh, and also very talented.
Yes, very talented.
Where's Gidge? Where's the Gidge?
Well, she's got a throat problem now. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, laryngitis. So.
Oh, she didn't.
She didn't want to come in and croak it, you see.
Oh, she's been eating frogs again.
I know. She said she wouldn't, but she did.
But silly Gidget.
Maybe next week she'll hop to it and get here.
She's not French, is she?
I don't think so.
You know, in Weekly World News, we've got a story about France, or somewhere near there anyway, yeah.
somewhere near there.
Okay. Over the road.
Oh, okay.
Over the way.
Very good.
Yeah.
So Weekly World News, in the third hour of the program.
That's correct. We go for 3 hours, don't we?
Yes, and Divorce Courts is here just to keep an eye on us.
She's supervising.
She's supervising, yeah. Not saying anything, just raising her eyebrows.
You haven't been eating frogs as well, have you? Oh, I got the look.
She's got the look.
She got the look.
Well, that's good. Well, in the first hour...
Who did that? Who did She's Got the Look?
Roxette,
that's right, yeah. Sorry, go on.
In the first hour, we have, well, apart from fantastic music...
Lots of good music.
But our regular segment in the first hour is Under the Covers.
And what have we got tonight, Jono?
Well, we have an Australian folk rock band doing a Beatles track. Something different.
Not an
album track, a Beatles album track, not one of their big hits.
Aussie folk?
Yeah, the band's called Things of Stone and Wood.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. They're very good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So just a light, you know, a bit of something different.
Yeah.
It's from the album The Man with the Perfect Hair.
Oh, that's, you know, they wrote that about me.
Yeah, well, I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And that's from 1995. So that's Under the Covers, Things of Stone of Wood doing, well, I'll tell you, their version of I've Just Seen a Face.
Okay.
You give me that look, it's from the album Help.
Oh, that'll be the phone.
Oh, already. Obviously, they don't know you do a radio show at this time of the night.
Well, it was Audience Bill, he does know.
Oh, Audience Bill. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Just to give it that bit of professional edge.
Yeah.
He likes Yoko Ono.
Oh, doesn't he, though?
Open. Oh, yeah.
Then you know, there's a dodgy song everywhere. Oh, the dodgy song segment.
That's in the second hour.
Yeah.
Well, it's another one. A few.
Now, you're doing that tonight, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Yes. Remember the... Oh, quite a few weeks ago now, I played a song by Shag Connors where he's "I like you, Audrey," or remember, "I'm watching
oh,
you."
Oh, yes.
Rings her up on the telephone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me. Well, this is the flip side to that record. It's
okay.
Just as bad. It's Shag
diddly.
Connors with the Carrot Crunchers.
Or diddly.
So that's the dodgy song for this week. A 78 rev per minute, this time from 1938. I'm going backwards.
Yeah.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. The last few weeks...
I think we've played Tommy Dorsey before.
Yeah, this is a different one.
If I'm not mistaken.
This is
yes,
a different
yeah,
one.
Okay.
Moonlight on the Purple Sage.
Good.
And, of course, there's In Concert. I've got Space Hog this week.
Space Hog?
Yes. Doing a track called To Be a Millionaire, Was It Likely?
Okay, well, I've got some Sabbath and some Chisel. And at this Sabbath, it's with Ronnie James Dio.
Ah, 80s Sabbath.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, It's long. It's 15 minutes.
Which track is it?
What's it called? Burning the Cross or something? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gee.
Done in Sydney.
I was at that gig. I was going to say, I saw Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio at the Capitol Theatre.
Well,
the flames were shooting up. I thought the curtains at the top were going to catch a light. You could see the move when the...
Wow.
But it must have been all tested.
Yeah. You know, I watch the wrestling.
Oh, yes.
And they do that. They have all the pyrotechnics on that too. I'm absolutely bamboozled how they get away with it, how something doesn't go wrong.
Well, I was checking where the exit sign was just in case.
Yeah, just in case, yeah.
But then I thought, nah, they would have checked all this before.
Can I say I blame you?
But it was a good concert, though. Ronnie James Dio was good. Okay, yeah. So that's recorded at Capitol Theatre. I haven't heard of that recording. So
yes, so well, there you go.
That'll be good. And, of course, your Pig Thought. Your movie review.
Oh, if you want to have a squiz at the movie, worth watching but only once, in my opinion.
Yes.
It's on our Facebook page, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. Go to the Facebook page and there's a direct link there to a YouTube video. It goes, I think it's an hour and a half long, there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
From 1967 this week, Jono.
Okay, that sounds good. And you'll review it later. Give us your thoughts on
it. I certainly will.
And unfortunately, Rick Ocasek, I think that's how you pronounce it, Rick Ocasek from The Cars. Passed away at age 75. So we'll have a little three-track tribute to him. Three tracks from The Cars a little bit later on in the program.
Okay, do you want to announce what those tracks are now or make it a surprise?
We'll make it a surprise,
all right.
Play them as when we get to it. All right, well, that covers about everything. We've mentioned Weekly World News, so got a splattering of, you know, an old track from the 60s and 70s and 2000s and 80s and 90s, so the usual smorgasbord mix.
Yep, we certainly have. And if you wonder about the 2000 stuff, we got some stuff from the last 15, 10 years, something like that. Bluesville Station and Chase the Sun, Aussie bands. So that's good to know.
Fantastic.
And what's our first track for the night, Jono?
Well, I should say, you were away on the weekend. Did you check out the Sunday papers at all?
I did not.
You did not?
I was a little bit busy.
Oh, okay. Because you can read it all in the Sunday papers, you know.
I have heard that.
Yeah. So Joe Jackson reckons.
I know.
26 after 6. You can read it in the Sunday papers.
Mother doesn't go out anymore. Just sits at home and rolls her spastic eyes. But every weekend through the door come words of wisdom from the world outside. If you wanna know about the bishop and an actress, if you wanna know how to be a star, if you wanna know about the stains on the mattress, you can read it in the Sunday papers. Stays out in the hall. Why should she go out when the TV's on? Whatever moves beyond these walls, she'll know the facts when Sunday comes along. If you wanna know about the mad punk rockers, if you wanna know how to play guitar, if you wanna know about any other suckers, you can read it in the Sunday papers. Read it in the Sunday papers. Sunday papers. Don't ask no questions. Sunday papers. Don't get no lies. Sunday papers. Don't raise objections. Sunday papers. Ain't got no eyes. Just read something, made his face turn blue. Well, I got nothing against the press. They wouldn't print it if it wasn't true. If you
say, politician. If you wanna know how to drive your car, if you wanna know about the new sex position, you can read it in the Sunday papers.
Alive 90.5.
The sun
Because you'd not like that track.
Oh,
Carry On.
Unbelievable, John.
From 1970, Deja Vu. It still cuts it today.
Yeah, it sure does.
Adam and the Ants before that, Feed Me to the Lions.
That's from their Kings of the Wild Frontier album.
Well, that's very appropriate, isn't it?
It is, rather.
Being fed to the lions.
Yeah. Oh, they're gobblers. Oh, yeah. Oh,
what,
yeah.
What, Adam and the Ants or the Lions?
No, the Lions.
Yeah.
Oh, ants. Oh, dear. Hang on.
Or bull ants.
Yeah, what about white ants? They eat trees.
And houses.
Yeah.
What were those ants that you, in school holidays, they wanted you to go and collect and they'd give you money? There was some dangerous ant.
Oh, yeah.
Some something or other ant.
Yeah, I don't...
Do you remember that?
I do, but I don't remember the name of the
ant.
It'll
come back to me eventually, the old grey matter. John Farnham, Everything Is Gonna Be All Right.
From That's what he says.
2000 album, 33 and a third, which, of course, George Harrison had an album of the same title, 33 and a third, but that was quite good. Guns N' Roses, Live and Let Die, which could have been Under the Covers.
Could have been.
How's that for grammar? What's the line in that song? In this world in which we live in.
Yeah.
But it's poetic license.
Yeah.
This world in which we live in.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
In which.
See,
in,
if I was a songwriter, I'd be trying to find some way to get around that. But sometimes you just need poetic license, don't you?
Oh, well, it is a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a good one at that.
Well, did you notice, I don't know if you noticed, the Feed Me to the Lions, he actually sang Feeding Me to the Lions.
Oh, someone's feeding him.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Nice friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've got to have mates.
And Joe Jackson, Sunday Papers, Look Sharp from 1979. And
Where's he from, Joe Jackson? Is he American?
No, he's British.
Oh, left-hand side of the road.
Yes, oh, yes. Okay. Farmer Brown's tuned in tonight. He sent us a message saying he's enjoying the playlist so far.
We're hoping it rains, Farmer.
We are, and it's nice to know you're there. He's around Corindai area, up around that part. So,
yeah, they're in a bit of a rain shadow there. They get, you know, it sort of comes over the hill and they miss it, unfortunately.
Anyway, let's hope some comes this way with his way with this lot that's coming now. I see it's coming in from the west, so hopefully some people out there will receive some rain.
Yeah.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year, awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Do you feel that your business is invisible, affecting sales and profits, and not differentiated from others? Lacking the wow factor. In business, there are very few problems that more sales can't solve. Become more visible with Sign Rise, a unique modular promotional range of signs and banners. You'll quickly get the desired wow factor, and 360-degree backlit branding will allow you to stand out and really shine. Call Sign Rise now for an online 3D showroom presentation. 1-300-361-970. Sign Rise, station sponsor.
The team at Dependable Security Group specialise in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Call today, Dependable Security Group on 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths, a part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Hi, I'm Lee.
Hi, and I'm Marilyn.
And you're listening to our live local radio station,
90.5.
Undercover, keep all our same. Undercover, I'm a name. Undercover, I'm a name.
Under the Covers, where we play a cover version of a famous song. This one sticks to pretty much the original arrangement. It's just done by someone else. It's the Beatles track from the Help album, I've Just Seen a Face. And this is...
I saw a face once.
Did you?
Long time ago now.
What, in the sky or...?
No, that was Lucy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, no, she was up there. Oh, man.
She's your original. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm quick, though.
Very quick. This is from an album called The Man with the Perfect Hair from 1995. Things of Stone and Wood. They're a Aussie folk rock band, and this is their version of I've Just Seen a Face.
I've just seen a face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me. I want all the world to see we've met. I la 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 la. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way. As it is, I'll dream of her. As it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La 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 la. Falling, yes I am falling. As she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I am falling. As she keeps calling me back again.
In a Tarenta tube.
Heart. Oh, 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 I'll get him high, show him what I've got.
one last kiss. Oh baby, one last kiss like this. Oh baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss. Oh, one more time. Oh baby, one more time. You make me feel so blind. Oh baby, it's so blind. You know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss.
Give me one last kiss.
Darling, it isn't right. Why must we say goodnight? Don't let me go like this. Baby, I need you so, but if I have to go, just give me one last kiss. Oh, one last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss.
Give me one last kiss.
Darling, it isn't right. Why must we say goodnight? Don't let me go like this. Baby, I need you so, but if I have to go, just give me one last kiss. Oh, one last kiss. Baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this.